2019 Q Symposium in beautiful is it the Bahamas or just Bahamas? Do we know? What's the official word on that?
I don't know. We can call it whatever we want since we're here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Take advantage of this versus the 50 below weather that we're experiencing in Minnesota.
Speaking of which, we have the folks here from Firefly Credit Union, and you guys are getting inundated with the polar vortex right
now.
I'm so sorry. I hope you guys are here for another couple days to avoid it.
We feel a little guilty, but at the same time, really fortunate, right, to take advantage of this.
Exactly. Indeed. All right, we have Dale Turner, new president and CEO of Firefly Credit Union, and Ann Zebel, vice chair of the board. So welcome, welcome to the studio lounge. Enjoy the warm weather while we're here.
Great to be here.
Oh, indeed. So before we get into our topic at hand, how's the conference going for you guys? Ann, you want to go first?
Great.
Ladies first.
It's going really, it's been really enjoyable. The networking has been great, as well as the sessions themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a ton of notes, try to pull it all together and come back with some great ideas.
Awesome.
But very valuable.
Yeah. Dale, how's the conference going for you?
First time for me that I've been to this conference, obviously, being a new CEO. I think it's been great that networking has been just spot on. Mm-hmm. Meeting those who have gone through the same struggles, have the opportunities that we have, whether it be similar board structures or organizational sizes, different markets give you different exposures, but it's been really great. Speakers have been awesome. They're more collaborative and conversational than educate.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good thing to have as well, because it really opens up the conversation, allows others to share their perspectives.
Yeah, I think the interaction really fosters a better learning environment, because you're participating.
Right.
That's how you learn better.
Right.
That's at least
and
my
hearing
book.
What others do, and we're doing that, and that's good practice. We're spot on, or maybe we should do something else, maybe do it better.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And speaking of working relationship, we have a different angle here, because Dale, you're a new CEO at Firefly. When did you start, by the way?
Was it about 10 minutes ago? it's 90
That's
days.
Really new.
I'm 90 days in.
90 days in.
Yep.
All right. So how has it, I've been asking other CEOs and board chair, vice chairs as well, how the relationship has, how has it worked and what makes it work and all that type of stuff. But this being a new relationship, 90 days in, how has that been? How do you guys, how do you break the ice and get moving on the right step? Dale, you want to go?
We first, I think, started with the chair and vice chair and myself, and Anne being vice chair, having an onboarding process, building trust right out of the gate.
Okay.
This was even before my first day.
Oh, wow.
So we sat down, had nearly a full day session, and we said, all right, tell me a little bit about the past, styles, everything. We vetted from early on to future expectations and consistency or consistencies that we didn't like and wanted to change, really getting on the same page even before day one into the office. I can tell you from my perspective, that really helped me. Setting up expectations, understanding everyone's style, hearing a little bit about the historical, not being jaded by anything that was either great or bad. First of all, we had an amazing CEO,
Bill
Raker,
awesome.
So there's no jadedness on that side, but big shoes to fill, expectations for me being new, that really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, for me, actually, it's just from the very beginning of the process itself.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of work between the committee, the CEO succession committee, building what we were looking for, what we wanted, and so then as we went through the process and interviewing and really looking hard for that perfect candidate, and we weren't going to settle.
Mm-hmm.
So we really were intentional, and so we learned a lot about Dale even before we met Dale. And then through the interview process, a couple rounds, he made it through the finish line. And then, but then again, like then right away, full board engagement, but then real intentional meetings, talk about everything was on the table. His questions, our questions.
Right.
What do you want? What do you like? What do you dislike? How, this is my style. This is, some of the styles of the board members, just tried to share as much, but also not, give him an opportunity to make his own decisions and figure out, because we come at a different lens than what he will have to deal with at the institution.
So was a lot of this before you started? Or,
even before.
Because I think that's a really smart way to do it.
Yeah.
So when day one hits, obviously there's still a lot of newness, but you kind of get a lay of the land, though,
right?
Before you get
in
the door.
Yeah, no. It's similar to a job review or when you have your performance evaluation. HR's general rule is you don't want any surprises, right? So at the end of I think the board didn't want any surprises. I wouldn't want any surprises, and I personally, as a CEO, did. So we really set up from early onset And we used DDJ, yeah. Meyer, and DD was helpful in really giving us some structure on the onset to say, no surprises here. Yeah. Let's make sure everyone's on the same page.
Yep.
And that set us off, I think, in a really good path.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had DD in earlier talking about the onboarding process. So it's kind of a nice segue to that.
I was a little nervous about that. I didn't know how this transition would work, and she really did come in and help lay out the process and the steps to get us where we are today.
So where we are today, 90 days in, how's the relationship? Obviously, it's great. I can already tell
it's really,
really good.
Yeah.
But what steps did you guys take to make it, since the 90 days?
Well,
what have you
Dale
guys
has done more
then?
Of that, because he's taken the time, the one-on-one time, and so he can share that. But when he said that this is what he was going to do, he's doing exactly what he said he was
awesome.
Going to do.
Right.
So right there, it's just building that trust right off the bat.
Right.
Some of the little nuggets, some of the things that we probably weren't very happy with. The easy fixes were, I don't know if they're easy, but there were some fixes that were really quick and obvious and intentional. So
okay.
I think right away, from my perspective, he's doing what he said he was going to do and reporting back and sharing that, and that's working really well.
Very cool. Dale, what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, communication specifically. We set out a plan. We all had the same expectations up front. We clarified those.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved on and said, okay, now let's execute on some of those low-hanging fruits, open up in transparency, mm-hmm. some peer analysis, some more information that the board, I think, wanted. Not operational, but I think there was more content that we provided that opened it up a little bit more from what they wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
getting their feedback. I think a big step was sitting with every board member, individual board member. We had onboarding process, so Ann and Sarah, our current chair, we had already gone through that session, but
okay.
I actually sat with every individual board member, whether it be
for
coffee
okay.
or lunch, and that was the strategy and plan even the first 90 days, and it was the L&L strategy, which is just listen and learn.
Right.
Understanding
right.
what the expectations are and really listening and learning with the process and what their really what they want to see out of it,
mm-hmm.
and we're delivering on that right now. So we're almost at that 90-day point, and we've really executed on some small, but what I think are powerful, low-hanging fruits, and now we'll get a little more of the complex issues of execution. But communication, completely transparent, very open.
Yep.
Let's be honest with each other,
yep.
And it's not to hurt each other or insult each other. Rather, let's just put it out there, honest, and then let's get better for the membership.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do that. And that's been the themes I've spoken to quite a few board CEO, and they've been sitting here, and that's the theme, is being transparent. Don't put anything under the rug,
Be candid.
You have to.
And
the bad. Even
right.
The trust. It's all got to be out there.
Trust has been talked about a lot here, and actually I feel really good about that. In fact, we just, this last session, and that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited for the future, and I think we've got the trust there. It's just now moving it to the next step.
Yeah, and the bigger picture, at least for me, is that there are a lot of new CEOs in this. There's a big time turnover right now going in the industry, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that the old guard, but the established folks have done a wonderful job setting this great foundation for
Absolutely.
The next 30, 40 years. And now it's folks like Dale can come in and take that baton and run with it with your ideas and stuff. So I think it's fantastic. And this is why I think this is so timely, because there's so many new faces that
maybe a few aren't
getting off on the right foot. So I want to talk to you guys.
Yep.
Like, how do you get off on the right foot and just keep moving forward? So
great. It's been great. And I actually met a couple directors from other credit unions who said, we're going through that process right now. Or we're going, like, what did you do? And how did it work? And how many candidates? And it's been really good. And again, it's that validation. Are we going down the right path?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, too, did we go down the right, or a similar path? Or, missteps and sharing that type of thing. So it has been really good. And I've met three different directors with, like, either transitioning or done with it or just getting ready to make the announcement.
Okay, very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, last question I want to ask you guys, because I know you're still got a full agenda. Even though today's the last day, you still got a lot to do.
We're finding things to do.
Yeah. I bet you are. I bet you are. Gee, Bahamas. I'll find something to do here. Any advice? What advice would you give from a board perspective? What advice would you give other boards out there? And then Dale, from a CEO perspective, new CEO perspective, what advice would you give to new CEOs coming in? So, Anne, I'll let you go first.
I think hiring a consultant and DD was excellent.
Okay.
But really starting from the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
So we started from just rewriting or looking at our CEO position description and what is it going to say for the future. So we started this process. It took 3 years. It took, you know, there were internal candidates. We want to give them time to develop and opportunities. So it's the entirety of the process. And it really is important to kind of just go back to the beginning and make sure you're still. And for some credit unions, they might be right where they need to be, and they can just blow by that step.
Right.
But there's definitely a process. And so at the end, the decision really became very clear and evident and obvious.
All right, Dale, I want to get your final take. What would be some advice from your perspective to other new CEOs?
Pre-CEO, for those moving to the CEO spot or looking for that, I would say find the organization, find the board, find the membership and environment that you're going to strive best in. If you start changing and adapting to that, there were many conversations I had with previous boards before meeting with Firefly's board, and I knew that it wasn't a match. Not that they weren't great organizations,
right.
It just wasn't a fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met Firefly and the board, I knew it was perfect.
Right.
I mean, it was just a great fit, and I can tell already that validation's been through the first few months of that.
Mm-hmm.
So one, for those who are striving for that seat or looking at making an adjustment, make sure you find the right fit for you culturally and organizationally, and board is a big part of that, that board chemistry. Current CEOs, I'm not from a perspective to give much advice, but I can tell you I communicate an awful lot with my board. Transparency is key for me. It's been success for nearly 15, going on 20 years of my career, and it's always just being honest and candid, and if anything, be vulnerable and say, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
I make a lot of mistakes. Every single day I make them. And I tell my board that. And I win trust with them because they know. Oftentimes there are conversations and I say, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. But I don't know. Or I made a mistake here. So be vulnerable. Be willing to be vulnerable. It's no use. You're working together. We have the same goal, which is just to make the consumer financing better than it's ever been done before.
Yep.
And if we can make our membership experience better, the best products and services, and truly step up to the game, we're going to do something great. We have the same goal in mind.
Yeah.
So it's not worth hiding anything or even not being as transparent as you could be.
Mm-hmm.
We're all swimming in the same direction.
That's right. So. I like that. That's a great message to end on. Well done, sir. All right. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back at it.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet
Dale,
you too.
Nice to see you again, sir.
Thanks a lot.